and welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. And as I said, Maddie Tolbert, our roving reporter, has been very, very busy this past week. As a matter of fact, Maddie, you were able to catch up with one of your teammates on the Mexico High School girls wrestling team, Alexis John. She had a pretty nice weekend last weekend.
Oh, yes, she did, down in Sedalia.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about that. What was the event?
They wrestled at Battle of Katy Trail. Mm-hmm. It was a two-day tournament. It was more Class 1 schools, and it was I think it was a really good tournament. It was the girls' first year going to that, and I definitely think the Coach Tony Seymour is going to go again.
Okay. Well, we'll be able to maybe ask him that here in just a moment. But first off, you did catch up with Alexis Johns, yeah. And we want to play that interview right now.
Hey, everyone. Maddie Talbert here. Today I'm with
Alexis Johns.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
What sport do you do?
I do wrestling.
Okay, okay. So you guys just went to Sedalia just this weekend, I think. How did that go?
It went really good. All the girls wrestled pretty decent.
How did you do individually? Didn't you make it to the championship match?
I did. I went 6-0. I had a pretty good run going. I wrestled the number one girl ranked in the state. Pinned her.
Awesome. What was your mindset going into that championship match?
Very nerve-wracking. I kept hearing her dad talking about just shoot in on her, go high speed. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, had the coach there always keeping me happy, you know, makes everything good. Supportive teammates.
Yep. So where do you stand now in rankings for girls wrestling?
I'm now first in state.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. So you looking forward to the rest of the season and having a good mindset, right?
Yes, I'm really ready for the rest of the season, really ready to wrestle more girls and just have fun.
When is your next competition or meet?
Next Friday and Saturday, I believe, at Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman. That's a big tournament, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You get to wrestle many girls out of state and from all over the nation.
Yes, indeed. And we are going to talk about that Wonder Woman tournament. As a matter of fact, Maddie, I think you took part in this, was it a couple of years ago or
last
year?
Yeah, my freshman year I wrestled in that tournament.
What was that like? Tell us about the Wonder Woman tournament.
I've been to some pretty big tournaments during like the summer and stuff like that for youth. But, oh, my goodness, that is a nerve-wracking tournament. You're seeing girls from all over and some of the best wrestlers. Like, you recognize some names and you're like, oh, wow. You see them on the mat and they're just crazy. It's very intimidating, but it was a great experience.
No doubt about it. Well, you, the girls are going to get the experience again this year at the Wonder Woman Tournament. We have some live guests joining us in the studio right now. As a matter of fact, the head coach for the Mexico High School girls wrestling team, Mr. Tony Seymour. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. Also, the Alexis Johns is here. Good morning to you, Alexis.
Good morning.
Also, Carissa Hayden is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Kaya Smith.
Good morning.
And we also have Elizabeth Welch. Good morning. Glad to have you all in here this morning as we get set to preview the Wonder Woman Tournament. We'll bring in Coach Seymour. What do you like about this Wonder Woman Tournament you know, your thoughts? Is this the third year you guys will be competing in it?
Yes, it's the third year now that I think about it. The reason I like to go to this tournament is, A, they have that big championship belt, and that's always a goal.
I've seen it. I love it.
To one of our girls to take that home someday. And we get to see competition we don't get to see in the regular season. For example, Alexis, she didn't wrestle a Missouri girl till like the fourth round last year. She wrestled a girl from Florida, Oklahoma, Illinois. And then finally we wrestled a girl from Lebanon. And yeah, so that's kind of a neat experience. And also it gets us ready for districts and state. Because if you lose two matches, you're done. That is the same environment as districts and at the state wrestling tournament.
All right. Maddie, you jump in there with any questions you have at any point. We're going to go with Alexis here. You know, you had a very nice weekend last weekend, pinned the number one girl in the state. You have some momentum going into this Wonder Woman tournament. What are some of your goals going into the Wonder Woman?
So, since it is a two-day tournament and double elimination, one of my goals is to just make it to the second day. Uh-huh. You never want to shoot too high and, you know, not make it. That's just upsetting.
No, I totally get that. Totally get it.
another one of my goals is to at least place, because it is a really big tournament, and that would actually mean a lot.
Very nice. We're going to pass the microphone over to Carissa Hayden. You placed last weekend at the Katy Trail Battle. Kind of your thoughts, summarizing your performance there.
I could have done better, but I'm satisfied at what I did because, you know, it's not easy to get there, and it's still a lot of hard work, and it's, well, for most of us, it's only our first and second years, so I think for what I did, I'm satisfied with it.
Absolutely. Is this your first year competing?
It's my second year.
It's your second year. Very nice. All right. We will bring in Kaya Smith. Kaya, how many years have you been wrestling with Mexico High School Girls Wrestling?
This is my second year wrestling.
Second year. Kind of recap your season so far. How have you been doing, and are you going to be at the Wonder Woman next week?
I will be. So far, my season hasn't gone very great. I had a shoulder injury, and I've been out for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, that's always difficult to deal with, the shoulder injury. How are you recuperating with that? How are you feeling now?
It's doing a lot better now. I've almost have full movement back. So.
What, you have to go through physical therapy with this?
I'm kind of doing my own kind of thing.
Yep, no weightlifting, I would imagine.
No, not yet.
You got to stay away from that from now.
I've been at practice and doing pretty well at practice, so I'm excited to come back.
All right, well, they'll be excited to have you back for sure. Elizabeth Welch, we want to bring you into the conversation. You're kind of hiding over there. I can't even see you. But
Yeah,
no, you're all good. How's your season going so far?
So far, so good. Besides at Katy Trail, I did get a little concussion. Just a little concussion, yes. But I went 1-2 at Katy Trail, and then I was out.
So you have to go through concussion protocol now?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that. I've never seen it before, what do you have to do with concussion protocol?
So there's a it's 5 days of different things that I have to do. For the first day, I was only allowed to slowly walk around, jog. Today I'm light on my feet, and then tomorrow is just a little more, and you just go a little more every day.
Sure.
Until you're up and you feel normal with yourself, I'm saying.
Have you felt pretty normal with it? Any side effects? Or?
I mean, since it's happened, the first and the second day were there.
Yeah.
And then the past after that, I've been pretty fine. Just a little headache here and there, but other than that, I feel fine.
Gotcha. Are you going to be able to compete at the Wonder Woman or no?
I don't think so.
Don't think so. Okay. Questionable, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Maddie, we're going to bring the microphone over to you because it is the Christmas holidays, and I understand that there's kind of a tradition with the Mexico Girls Wrestling. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening this morning. Don't be alarmed because you may see them out jogging this morning, right?
Yeah, so the practice before everyone goes for break, Christmas Day, they will usually go over to the baseball field area, the park up there, the skate park over by the high school, and go run around, just try and get some fresh air for the holiday season, end on a good note before the, next year. So I think it's a pretty fun practice. I've done it. I didn't get to do it last year because of my hip. But freshman year, yeah, kind of make it a competition and then just act like little kids at the end of it.
Yeah.
Play at the park.
That's what it's all about. Coach Sinor will bring you back in, just kind of recapping the season so far and what you're looking forward to in the second half of the season.
So the season's been very successful to this point. We're 6-0 in duels, and we also went to Polo, Missouri, which was a hike.
Where is Polo, Missouri? I don't even know.
It's near Kansas City, okay. That area, little small town, smaller than Mexico. And we went there. We won 4 duels, and we actually ended up winning our first championship as a team at a tournament. So that's a pretty big accomplishment for our girls. Also, beating St. Charles West was pretty special to us as well, going into their place and actually wrestling where we're going to have districts. And Katy Trail was very, very special, being a part of that. And then also just our girls learning. The new girls, this is their first year, they're learning the sport. They're getting tougher. They're getting tougher mentality in practice and in competition. And we are gearing up for Wonder Woman. That is kind of a barometer, litmus test for our girls to see where they're at and to see where they're headed, possibly, and to just get us sharpened for the next semester. We do have conference on January 2nd at MACC in Moberly. And it's brand new this year. We're going to have all of our conference opponents there. And we'll see who comes out on top. There'll be duels, five duels. And the boys will be there as well. We'll let them be there, I guess. No. But we're very, very excited. We have very high expectations coming up. We do host our own tournament on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. That'll be our senior recognition day as well. And we're very excited to have close to 20 teams in our gym that day and get it on with some district opponents and actually some bigger Class 2 schools too. And after
that,
how
many seniors do you have, Coach?
We have,
I know, Katie.
Three. Yep. Abby Seibert, Katie Bowen, Carissa Hayden. Technically, four. Elizabeth may graduate early at the end of second semester. So we'll see. We want to hang on to her, though.
Yes, absolutely. So. Love to have her back for another season. We're going to kind of wrap things up here. Maddie, you're going to be working on some more interviews over the Christmas break. We might have some alum that are in town that you might be talking to this week.
Going to try to, yeah.
Okay, so good luck on that. And I want to thank everybody for coming in, getting up early this morning, and enjoy the wet morning jog out there here in Mexico this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having
us.
Matt.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, great. Good luck to you at the Wonder Woman tournament as well, and we'll stay in contact with you and see how you all did there. But that is going to do it for another edition of the Buzzer Beater, the Christmas edition of the Buzzer Beater here this morning. For Michael Doherty, for Maddie Tolbert, I'm Matt Pilger, and you've been listening to Sports Talk on AM 1340 KXEO, The Rock.